The music world and fans all over the globe are mourning the sudden death of pop icon Prince. He was 57. Described as one of the most influential but elusive figures in music, he was found unresponsive in his Minnesota home. Prince's death will be investigated by the local county sheriff's office. The Channel 9 crew has arrived back in Sydney after being detained for 2 weeks in Lebanon. The 60 Minutes crew was accused of helping a teen snatch Sally Faulkner's children from her estranged husband, Ali Alamin. The child recovery team remains in detention and is not part of a deal that's been struck between Mr. Alamin and Channel 9 that led to the release. The lawyer for a child recovery expert still detained in Beirut has released a bank statement showing that the television network paid Adam Whittington $69,000 for his services. A 52-year-old man has been charged over the abduction and sexual assault of two young children in North Perth. It's alleged the man lured the boy and girl, 4 and 5, from a holiday care centre on Tuesday morning before sexually assaulting them and then abandoning them in a nearby park. Japan is considering a high-level intervention to revive its bid for Australia's $50 billion fleet of submarines. The federal government is expected to announce within days just who will be awarded the contract to build the new fleet of 12 submarines. The ABC is aware that Japan's bid is now third behind French and German shipbuilders.